Good afternoon, this is Ketchel Kirkham with a few moments to think about astronomy. From time to time on this broadcast I mention exoplanets, that is planets orbiting around stars other than our own, and there are various methods to detect them. Those ingenious scientists, in fact a student at Washington DC, have found another cool method, that is palm-sized satellites dedicated to the job. That's not palm tree size, this is like hand-sized satellites. The tiny satellites are known as CubeSats and usually measure no more than 10 centimetres cubed and with a mass of no more than 1.3 kilograms. The idea has been proposed by student Amir Blake, an undergraduate student, and he's studying the possibility of using CubeSats to search for a new planet around the star Beta Pictoris, that's the name of the star. We know that there is already a planet around this star, but are there others? In 2008, NASA's Hubble telescope spotted a giant planet that was 1.5 times larger than Jupiter, orbiting the star. Only 12 million years old, or less than 3/1000 of the age of the Sun, the star Beta Pictoris is 75% more massive than our parent star. It's located about 60 light-years away towards the constellation of Pictor, the painter, and is one of the best-known examples of a star surrounded by a dusky debris disk. The planet circles its host star at only 8 times the distance of Earth and the Sun distance, making it the closest exoplanet to its star ever to be directly imaged. Earlier observations show a warp of the disk, a secondary inclined disk, and comets falling into the star, all indirect but telltale systems that strongly suggest the presence of a massive planet. Astronomers believe there may be smaller planets around the star Beta Pictoris as well. Blake says a CubeSat could search for other planets using a process called the transit method, and this looks for dips in the brightness of a star as the planet moves between it and Earth. Several years ago, a planet hunter called Sarah Seeger of the Massachusetts Institute of Technology proposed using a fleet of CubeSats to survey part of the sky in search of worlds beyond the solar system. Blake said this idea inspired him and his advisor to consider a single instrument targeting only one star, and this avoids concerns about focusing or redirecting a suite of satellites. And looking at this particular star system is a good idea because we know that it's edge-on in orientation to us from our vantage point, so we'll have a better chance of detecting the transit. So solar systems are flat and disc-shaped, and if it were face onto us, we wouldn't be able to tell if a planet came between us and the background star. Blake said that sending up a single satellite would make a good first step towards sending up an entire fleet, and once the method is proven to work, other satellites could be launched to either discover new worlds or confirm preliminary observations. So we might now have a much cheaper and quicker method of detecting planets around distant stars. And the more we find, the merrier. For now, this is Ketchel Kirkham wishing us clear skies.